Welcome back to Maryland Morning. I'm Nathan Sterner. Love is in the air, at least if you're a deer. It's deer breeding season, that time of year that deer-related accidents on the state's roads skyrocket. For a look at Maryland's deer population, we're joined by phone by George Timko, Assistant Deer Project Leader with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Nathan.
I live near Baltimore's Herring Run Park, and based on my own entirely unscientific observations, it appears there are a lot more deer this year than there have been in past years. Are you hearing this from other deer watchers?
Well, we're hearing it from quite a few residents around Maryland, including Baltimore City. And it's obviously anecdotal, but it's pretty easy to assume that deer numbers are increasing in those areas where they're not being controlled.
And deer are not being controlled in Baltimore City because there's no hunting here.
There's no hunting, and there's very little other options to manage deer in developed areas like the city.
What sort of options are there other than hunting?
Well, outside of regular hunting, managed hunts where they're highly regimented by park officials or military bases, or in the case of urban and suburban settings, sharpshooting, which has its own controversial subject, and then, of course, capturing and euthanizing deer, and then, of course, the non-lethal measures such as fertility control, deer-resistant plants, repellents, fencing, netting, that sort of thing.
Is that sort of stuff being done in Baltimore?
By individuals, to some degree, some of that is occurring. And largely in most of the municipal areas, including Baltimore, very little to nothing is being done.
What sorts of complaints do you get about deer?
Well, the number one complaint is usually deer are eating my flowers, my landscaping. I can't grow anything on my property because of the deer eating stuff up. The other issues, of course, are, deer are walking out in front of my cars and they're banging up my vehicles. To the real extreme situations where people are really complaining about deer, of all things, pooping in their yard.
Deer also carry deer ticks, which spread Lyme disease. Have we seen any increase in the spread of that disease in Maryland?
Well, anecdotally, yes. I mean, local health departments keep track of that information, but it's really more of a concern from the public about seeing deer, and then, of course, the thought of Lyme disease and the potential for that. Really, the disease is caused by a spirochete bacteria that lives inside the ticks, and they're actually not, per se, deer ticks, but black-legged ticks. They just get the rap deer tick because they're often found on deer, and deer do transport them.
In western Maryland, there's also been an uptick in something called chronic wasting disease. It's fatal to deer, not to humans. Tell us about that.
Yes, CWD has been found in a handful of deer out in western Maryland. We annually monitor for deer diseases, including chronic wasting disease. And specifically in western Maryland, because of outbreaks in surrounding states, we started focusing our efforts in that general vicinity in Washington, Allegheny counties, and in that area. Since, I guess, 1999, we started collecting data on sick deer. But in the 2000s, we started actually actively going out and collecting samples from hunters and roadkills and any sick deer in that specific vicinity of Allegheny County. We found 6 positives to date. We've sampled over 8,000, nearly 9,000 samples to date.
And I assume you're going to continue to sample this year.
We are. And it's kind of like looking for a needle in a haystack, and we're kind of looking in the right haystack, so we're specifically concentrating on that area of Allegheny County where it's been found, and then surrounding areas in eastern, or what I should say, western Washington County.
One of the ways Maryland manages deer, of course, is, as we mentioned, through hunting. Deer archery season's been underway since early September. Firearm deer hunting season starts later this month. Last year in all, Maryland hunters harvested more than 86,000 deer. Do we know how many deer there are in Maryland at this point?
We annually get an estimate of abundance based on different parameters, the birth rates of deer, what we find at the meatpacking houses, and the number of deer that are found on roadways. And we kind of have an estimate of abundance based on those numbers. Roughly in the state, there's about 200,000 deer estimated as of our most recent estimate. And that's declined, to be honest, over the past decade from roughly 300,000 deer. And the public often question those numbers. They say, well, how's that possible when I'm seeing more deer in my backyard? The reality is, if you're looking at the state as a whole, there's lots of areas of the state where hunting is being used to control deer, but there's a lot more areas of the state, an increasing area of the state that's not being managed through hunting or any other lethal means, and that's where the deer numbers are probably increasing.
The developed areas, like Baltimore City.
Those developed areas. And quite frankly, if you look at a land cover map of the state, 40 years ago, our development was really left and relegated to Baltimore and Washington and that corridor in there. But here, 40 years later, the, quote, development, the red on the map, which indicates development, is basically taking up all the center and southern portion of the state. So the increased development tremendously has curtailed what activities, including lethal measures, can be done in a lot of these areas.
So we can expect to see more and more deer in developed areas this year and the year to come?
That's probably a good bet. That's probably a good bet. Until, you know, the local municipalities and local governments and the public get more involved in actively managing deer, it's easy to assume that deer populations will increase.
When we talk about deer in Maryland, we usually are referring to white-tailed deer. But over on the eastern shore, there's another kind, sika deer, originally
sika
from
deer.
Japan. How's that pronounced?
Well, we do have sika deer. They were imported back in the early 1900s to an island in the bay. And quite frankly, they've kind of left that island and moved on to the mainland in Dorchester County. And now their population seems to be spreading. They're actually an exotic elk. They're an Asian elk that is pretty small in size, almost a chocolate brown color with white spots on it. Since they're related to elk, they have the antlers that aren't similar to whitetails. They kind of branch out straight back like an elk's does, and they do have elk-like behavior, and they're bugling and their reproductive behavior. So they're definitely a different animal.
You said their population is increasing?
We're assuming it's increasing. Again, same thing. We've got roughly 5,000 deer and an estimate of abundance on the population on the shore. But, you know, every year it seems like hunters are seeing these deer outside of those traditional areas of Dorchester County, and they're expanding their range.
George Timko is Assistant Deer Project Leader with the Maryland DNR. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
There's more about deer in our state at WYPR.org/Maryland Morning, including information about Maryland's hunting seasons and about non-lethal methods of controlling the deer population. For Maryland Morning, I'm Nathan Sterner.